everyone. I'm Jane Ray, and welcome to another episode of Joyous Journeys Over 60. I'm here remotely with my podcast partner, Andrea Stein.
Jane, it is great to spend time together with you, even though I only see a screen image of you.
Well, to be fair, I think it's okay to share with our audience that Andreas had knee replacement surgery recently. And why don't you tell everybody how you're doing?
I'm doing quite well. It's 2 weeks ago from and I'm walking freely without a cane, without a walker. The pain is manageable. Continue to exercise, continue to ice. But overall, the healing has been much smoother than I even hoped for. So I'm feeling very, very grateful.
Good. And I'm sure many members of our audience have gone through some type of joint replacement. I mean, that is something that is very common.
Yeah, it is.
Age group. Not me yet, but thankfully my joints are pretty okay. But again, I know lots of people that are, what was the TV show from the 70s? Bionic. They're bionic. I'm a little bionic because I had some pins and plates put in my ankle many, many years ago. So today's journey, I think, is really of many of the topics that we talk about, Andreas, is really a journey because it involves a pursuit.
Yeah.
It involves a pursuit. And, you know, before we started recording, you brought up this pursuit as relates to our Declaration of Independence. And what is that?
The pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, the pursuit of happiness. And you know, on today's journey, I'm hoping we can really dive a little deeper into what does happiness mean? Is it an objective, right? Did the Declaration of Independence assume that we all had the same definition of happiness, which I don't personally believe is true? Or is it very subjective, that your definition of happiness, my definition of happiness are different? And then kind of looking at happiness from a, do you have different happiness in different chapters of your life? And because you're in your retirement chapter, what does happiness mean now?
Right. Yeah, for me, one of the most intriguing observation, Jane, is, you know, we usually try to correlate happiness with something else, like success. If you are successful in whatever field you have chosen, you're happiness. But I think it's fair to say both of us know plenty of people who've been very successful in their specific field. They're quite miserable. They're not happy. They're kind of really cranky every single day. And on the flip side, we probably both know a ton of people that have been more, the success was more moderate, you know, not that they were not successful, but it wasn't quite climbing the mountains, but they're happy. And every day is just full of smiles and it's genuine. It's not fake. So maybe the correlating happiness with success, not sure if that's true. You know, I know people who are pretty well known, I would not describe them as happy. And you know, so the whole fame idea, not sure that this corresponds to happiness, but what does? Where do we find happiness?
Well, and I think part of it is, do we know how to define happiness for ourselves? Right? Yeah. As you said, you know, when you're young and you're aspiring, particularly if you're somebody that is looking at your career as something that you want to grow and feel fulfilled by, you know, the feeling is, well, I'll be happy if I get that promotion, I buy that car, I move to that neighborhood, I have a family, I, you know, marry my sweetheart. And there's this expectation that that will make you happy. But if you don't know what happiness means to you personally, because it's a feeling, right? It's not tangible. It's a feeling of being happy. We have momentary, you know, points of happiness, mm-hmm. right? Where, you know, whatever you're doing that day just made you happy. And do we even know why that made us happy? So I think you're right. I think there's a lot of very successful people that thought that by pursuing, I'm going to keep using that word, the pursuit of happiness, by pursuing happiness, that by getting all of those achievements, that would somehow translate into the feeling of happiness.
Yeah, there's this old saying, beware if you, you know, the most dangerous place in life might be when your dreams come true. And then you find out, well, they ain't delivering the happiness you thought they would. You know, where do you go now? I mean, you assumed that this would be the answer to the pursuit of happiness. If you achieve this, if you get this degree, if you reach that step on the corporate ladder, and then you get there. And now, where is the happiness? Well, maybe I just need to do more of the same, work even harder, try even more. Well, at some point, that restlessness becomes more overwhelming and there's even less happiness compared to the beginning.
And I think describing the feeling of happiness is almost like describing the feeling of love. It is hard to put into words, right? It is something that you feel deep. And we'll talk a little bit about the difference between happiness and joy, but it's a feeling like I'm happy, right? I'm happy today. I'm taking this walk and I'm happy, or I'm spending time with this person and I'm happy. It's just a feeling. It is almost indescribable when it happens. But for most people, particularly in pre-retirement, it is also something very elusive because we don't necessarily know or can't really put our finger on what makes us get that feeling, right?
Let me ask you this personally, Jane. Yeah. Do you consider yourself happy? Happy? Overall, I mean, averaging it out. I mean, we all have miserable days. That's normal. I mean, no matter how happy a person would be, some days are just used. Overall, would you describe yourself as I am a happy person?
Generally, yes. And I would say that, and I've shared this on the podcast before, it took me a while to transition from the satisfaction of my job and my company and my identity and who I was. And, you know, Lynn last week used the term I formerly important person. I was a formerly important person, right?
You still are important, Jane.
Well, in different ways, perhaps. And then it took me about a year after I retired and, a lot of identity crises and, figuring out how to fill my days and all of that. And I can tell you now, right now, which is 2 years later, I am very happy with my life. I am very happy. Now, am I happy every day? Absolutely not. Right. But I am happy with my retirement life. I am happy with how it's been, how I've set it up. I'm really happy with the stuff I'm doing. And yeah, I have miserable days. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat this into, yes, I'm happy all the time. No, I'm not. But I am generally happy. I have a feeling that I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing, what I want to be doing. Yeah, I'm enjoying what I'm doing. And I think all of those are ingredients that go into happiness. And, part of that is happiness in simple things, right? I started a community garden. I'm not a very good gardener. Truthfully, my eggplant are dying. Mm-hmm. But when I go to the garden and I'm outside and I'm getting dirty and doing all of that other stuff, I feel that feeling of happiness, like it makes me happy. And again, I think happiness is indescribable, but I'm happy to be there, right? So generally, I would say yes. Do you think most, because you're not retired, do you think—
I wish I would be, but now I still have a little ways to go.
Now you got to think about what makes you happy. Do you think most people at this stage of life think they can be happy?
I do genuinely believe, and as a pastor, so the privilege is I get to relate to people who are 95 years old. Some are healthy, some are ill. I get to relate to people who are 2 years old, and everything in between. And it is humbling to realize, I mean, you find genuinely happy people at every age, at every background. You know, I mean, even, I mean, the most humbling experience truly is, you know, walking into a hospital room and you know that person is fighting an ugly battle, whether it's cancer, whether it's some other illness, and you know it's rough. I know, you know it's tough. And many times I walk into this and that person has a smile on the face and starts to talk and there's this aura of happiness around him or her. And you just said there is a genuine happiness, even though I know what this person is going through is rough. This is not just a little, okay, I feel bad for a day and tomorrow will be good again. You know, so I genuinely believe that true, full, genuine happiness can be experienced at every stage, at every age of life. I don't think there is a happier time in our life. So the whole idea is the good old days when I was 30 years old and driving around in a, you know, Corvette convertible and, you know, blasting the rock music out and feeling on top of the world. No, you can experience today the same happiness that you found at any other stage in life. I want to ask you the question, though, Jane, for myself on my own journey and just trying to listen to people, I think I have learned a lesson. I wonder if you agree with this lesson. Part of me hopes you disagree because then we have something to argue about. you know, so, but happiness, and you, by the way, earlier correlated happiness and love. And what I'm telling you right now, I mean, I found this to be true in both, related to applying to both of these emotions. Happiness is not something that you find, but happiness is something you give. If no matter where you are, you always have the ability through words, through whatever you do, to make somebody else happy. And in the process of bringing happiness to someone else, your own heart lights up in happiness. By the way, talking about love, this is one of my standard messages when I preach at a wedding. You know, so often when I ask a groom or a bride, so why do you want to get married? Well, he or she makes me happy. He or she makes me happy. I said, you know, love means that, you know, that you make this vow to not, you know, that you value that person's happiness over your own. And in bringing happiness to that other person, you find a happiness, a love in your own life that you couldn't find anywhere else. Do you agree that happiness is not something we find, but something that we give?
I think it's a little bit of both, right? I think that giving to other people unselfishly, without motivation, right? Without, you know, without anything expected right. in return. Let's right. kind of clarify that. I think can make you feel incredibly happy, right? Incredibly happy. And as I said, I genuinely believe that feeling of happiness is indescribable. You know it when you feel it. It isn't something that's easily described. But when you are helping somebody else, you likely will feel that feeling, right? Because you're giving of yourself unselfishly, right? Without any kind of expectation in return. And I do think it's something you give. I mean, think about parents. Our whole being is about trying to give our children a happy childhood, a happy, right? You know, a life that they will look back on when they were young, that will be something that they can say, I had a happy childhood. Doesn't always work that way. It's not perfect, right? We want to make sure that happiness is not a standard that you can necessarily even sustain. You can't, right? There, you right. know, life is an up and down as well. I think as we age, the ability to give to others is greater. In the sense of it can make you happy to being able to share, right? To being able to support, to be able to care for other people. I think, again, you know that feeling when you feel it, and it's right. Very, very common in that sense. I also think on the other side of it, that happiness is something that you also have to give yourself, meaning you have to allow yourself to be happy. Now, the reason I say that is that you have to give yourself permission to be happy, particularly when you reach a certain age, because you, and you said it before, there may be a belief that my happiest times are past, right? My happiest times are frozen somewhere in a decade where I was just happy, right? Whether it was whatever made you happy, whatever gave you that feeling. And I do think that there are many who age and think, I'm never really going to be happy again. I'll be satisfied. I'll be content. I will, do some stuff. But that feeling of happiness, that's gone, right? I had it before. Maybe you're happy when you see your grandchildren. Again, happiness is not necessarily a sustainable. There are moments of happiness. So I know when my grandson shows up for Christmas, I'm going to be very, very
happy. There we go.
Even when he makes me crazy, I'm still going to be very, very happy. But in order to have a happy life, which I think is different and has that kind of, dynamic of the roller coaster, I think a lot of people think that ship sailed.
And I think also, Jane, I was intrigued when you said you have to give yourself permission or allow yourself to be happy. And as I was listening to you, I was also trying to think, all right, what is it that blocks or that keeps me from giving myself that permission, that allowance to do this? And I kind of had a smile in my mind just watching these two people. And it was supposed to be funny, but I think it was very serious. And, one interviewer was asking someone, lady, so what are you doing for happiness? And her honest response was, waiting for something bad to happen, because it always does. And there is always that cynicism in so many of us. If we have lived 60, 70 years old, happiness is just a setup for another disappointment. So I don't let myself get up on the mountain of happiness, because the crashing down will be just even more painful. So you know what? I'd rather stay nicely flat, because at least if something bad happens, I'm not falling from Mount Everest. I'm just stumbling.
And think about it from an aging perspective. What shoe are you waiting to drop? Right? Yeah. You're one diagnosis away. Right. Yeah. From potentially having an illness, you're, one joint replacement away, or you're going to lose a friend or a spouse or a partner. And, and those thoughts can actually sabotage your ability to be happy at this point, because truthfully, if not now, when? Right. If you don't allow yourself, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Right. If you're going to get a diagnosis, or heaven forbid, you're going to lose somebody close to you. It's going to happen no matter what, but the only time you really have is now. And so if you not allow yourself to enjoy the simple things, whatever that is, whatever that is, it doesn't require money. It doesn't require affluence. It doesn't require you to be a formerly important person, whatever that is that makes you happy. If you don't allow yourself to enjoy it now, when you,
but I think,
because Jane, things are going to happen. I mean, I things are going to happen, and that shoe is going to drop. I mean, we talked about it the other day. I mean, not to be a downer, but the end of this journey is
the same for all of us.
It's pretty much guaranteed. Right. Yeah. But if you give up the ability to feel that feeling. I said, some people do it on a walk. They take a walk and they look around, and you couldn't take a walk before because you were so busy raising kids or working or doing whatever. It's the really, really simple things.
But from a lot of people, these simple things may not even bring the happiness, because, because there is still this maybe I'm, I don't know if I'm exaggerating, because I actually believe it's true. There really is a pandemic of cynicism around, you know, and this cynicism is just like just sucking that happiness away, and anything positive, whatever that may be, whether it's a simple stuff or whatever else you enjoy, is just, the heart interprets it just as a preface to the downfall, you know. So and so naturally I can no longer enjoy it because, all right, what's going to happen? And to break out of that cynicism, you know, that has often built over decades. It's not just something that happens overnight, but there seems to be truly a pandemic of cynicism.
Influenced in many, many ways by social media, influenced by other people telling you you shouldn't. Shouldn't, you know, your adult kids may be telling you you shouldn't, right? Be doing certain things. And again, you have to give yourself permission. And to me, that's the hardest part, is allowing yourself, right? Even selfishly, allowing yourself to do things that are different. I do want to just touch on one more thing before we finish, because I think it's important. You know, we call this podcast Joyous Journeys Over 60. And so joy, right? The definition of joy, which is so deep, right? So deep. Can you be joyful if you don't give yourself permission to be happy?
You know, for myself, the difference that how I interpret these terms differently is this. Happiness is really the result of an experience, of something that happens in the situation. My favorite sports team wins, I'm happy, I'm cheerful, I'm jubilant, and 3 hours later, I forgot what even happened.
Right, exactly.
Joy is something permanent. That's something kind of the underlying melody in our heart that keeps playing even if the individual experiences change from one to the other. So I think joyful, the way I interpret it, is something permanent. Happiness changes from moment to moment.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I keep thinking of like when my children were born, right? That moment in time when you meet your child, or my cat is meowing and he's about to jump on my lap. So we're going to get the opinion from Panda in a minute. But, or the first time I saw my puppy, or, you know, the there's so many like things that are permanently ingrained in your life that give you joy, right? That it is, again, an indescribable feeling of I'm joyful.
Right.
And again, like love and happiness, I don't think you can describe joy. But I don't think you can, even with those moments of happiness, I don't think you can feel joy if you don't allow yourself to feel happy, right? If you're convinced that the other shoe is going to drop, or whatever bad thing is going to happen, or whatever, that permanent feeling of joy. I'm joyous because I'm still alive, right? I mean, right? That's a pretty permanent feeling. It is something so deeply personal, but I also think you can't feel either one of them, the momentary fleeting happiness or the deeper, more profound sense of joy, if you think that at this point in your life, those feelings are over.
Well, that is, I think, the underlying conclusion. If the most powerful force in the universe, in my opinion, is the mind that has been made up. If a person has made up his mind, I mean, God himself could come from heaven and stand right in front of that person. The person would say no. I mean, if you made up your mind, that's it. There is nothing anyone can do. So if you made up your mind, my best days are over. There is no more happiness, no more joy for me. It's just a big, big downhill slide from here on out. And if you made up your mind that that's what the rest of the time is going to be, chances are there's a likelihood that, you know, you may find what you've made up your mind on, you know. So, and but I, as I said, I mean, I genuinely believe, and this is not a conviction that came from sitting behind a desk, but it's for me a conviction that came from visiting people in nursing homes, in hospitals, in, you know, of all kinds, helping people prepare to die as they're dealing with terminal illnesses, you know, helping people going through relationships, breakup. And you find out that, as weird as it sounds, happiness and joy can truly be found in places where you never thought there is any happiness or joy. Happiness or joy can be found no matter where you are in life. And if you take, if that's the only thing you take away from this, I think this is a good conclusion. Where you are today, happiness is not that memory of 50 years ago when life was easy. Happiness is about today. Joy is about today. And you can experience both today.
Yeah, and I would like to give our audience a little homework. Right?
There we go.
I think tomorrow, whenever tomorrow is for you, do something that you think might make you happy. Something completely self-indulgent. Don't have to spend any money doing it, right? Whatever that is, commit yourself to today. I am going to do something that I want to do, not what other people want me to do, not an obligation, not any of that. I'm going to do something today that I think is going to, at least for a fleeting moment, make me happy, right? Could be whatever, right? There is no right. There's no wrong. There's a couple of wrongs, but okay. Don't kill somebody to make yourself happy, okay?
Yeah.
But you understand, do something. It could be take a long bath. It could be take a walk. It could be indulging some retail therapy. It could be whatever it is, but pursue that feeling. Right? That feeling that I can't tell you what it is for you. I could tell you what it feels for me. It's kind of in the pit of your stomach, right? Pursue that feeling. One thing, right? Just one thing. Maybe giving yourself the time to read a book. And when you're reading it, you just feel happy, right? Happy to have the time, the energy, the interest to do that. Whatever it is, do one thing and pursue that feeling. And if you don't feel it, then do another thing, right? Because that's part of the definition. The definition of happiness isn't here. It's here, right? For a lot of people, it's their faith. Whatever it is, find that feeling and hold on to it, because that's your journey into it. Right. Anyhow, I'm happy that we got to spend some time together.
Yes, it is always just a great experience talking to you.
Yeah. And, you know, this journey today doesn't end, right? It doesn't end. We always say, well, for today's journey, this journey doesn't end. But we will continue bringing you as many joyous journeys as we can. I do hope, if you are on Facebook, that you will take a few minutes and join our Facebook group. We're trying to make an interaction opportunity. So instead of just listening to Andreas and I speak, we have a chance to share with each other. Private, safe, you know, it is not a public forum. It is promoted publicly, but anything that you share in there is completely confidential and private. So please go up and join our Facebook group, Joyous Journeys Over 60. Again, we'll be releasing new episodes on a regular basis, so I do hope that you'll stay tuned. Andreas, I really hope that your recovery continues as well as it has.
Oh, yes. I'm feeling very encouraged. I think, you know, I still have ways to go, but I think, I thank God that I'm no longer where I were 2 weeks ago.
I thank God too. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
See you on our next journey. All right. Take care.
Take care.